Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of The Living Spirit, which shares stories of spiritual awakenings, spiritual communication, healing energies, and shows how intuition and finding our true selves can create greater possibilities for health, prosperity, and even miracles. Today I welcome Dr. Susan Shumsky, who returns to our show for a second visit to discuss her newest book, Awaken Your Divine Intuition, which can help readers take command of their lives in highly positive ways. Hello, Dr. Shumsky.
Hi.
Hi, Susan. As listeners of Healing From Within are aware, my guests and I share our experiences and love of life and of spirit to help listeners to remember their true dual nature as both spiritual and physical beings who embody the wisdom of the universe, and by tapping into our higher awareness of self and intuition can raise this awareness and consciousness and create the peace, prosperity, and love in our personal and our world communities that embodies the universal laws of energy. In today's episode of Healing From Within, Dr. Shumsky shows us how to tap into your in-house counselor, your inner guidance, and inner genius. We will discuss how to receive unique signals that identify specific aspects of inner divinity. We will discuss ways to awaken your clairvoyant, clairaudient, and clairsentient gifts. It is possible to heal ego, mind, and blockages that have prevented clear intuition, and we can experience the divine presence intimately and personally, and then know we are never alone. Susan, I always love to ask my guests to think back to their childhood and remember an event or person or place or experience that was important to them and may have shown them or other people how their life plan might fold and lead them to the work, values, and the lifestyle they enjoy now as adults. So for a minute, go backwards.
Well, you know, as a child, I was raised in a family of atheists, so I was not raised in a spiritual family at all. However, I really loved going to the religious services that I attended, and I really loved prayer, and I felt very emotional when I would hear the rabbi doing the prayers from the pulpit and so on. And so, you know, I felt like I really wanted to be able to hear the divine voice, just like the prophets of old, like Moses and Elijah and all these different prophets. And so, you know, I tried to ask God questions, but I did not get a response. God didn't speak to me. And so I thought, well, maybe I'm unworthy to receive the voice of God or the message of spirit. Or maybe God just isn't listening to me. And I was wrong on both counts, because anyone can hear the divine voice, and everyone is worthy to receive the message of spirit. And I did not learn that until much later in my life.
Absolutely, and I'm with you there, the same thing. As a child, I wanted to hear the stories of the patriarchs, and when I went to temple, I thought the grown-ups were missing the boat. I mean, they were following a routine. But I knew that somehow there was a way to personally connect to God and spirit and be close. And in my own way, I did talk to God in a little prayer I said every night. But as the same way as you, I didn't hear back, but I never lost that interest. And later on, studying philosophy and religion and literature, I was always looking for how to connect on a higher level to the universe.
Yes.
So we had a similar beginning that way. Now, you are the author of 13 books and are a spiritual teacher. What does a spiritual teacher do?
In my opinion, a spiritual teacher is someone who empowers others to be able to develop their spiritual awakening. A true spiritual teacher will not try to seek to have followers and seek to have disciples and so on. Instead, they will empower people to become their own teacher, their own disciple. In other words, to find the wisdom within themselves. So that's what I do, and that's my philosophy, is to help others to learn how to do this themselves, to learn how to meditate, learn how to develop their intuition and all of that themselves.
Yes, absolutely correct. And some methods of spiritual healing that are in your book that can help people transform their mind and body and emotions and start to ask their own questions, you listed things like self-authority affirmations, becoming more centered and balanced, prayers for protection, pillar of light visualization, divine light prayer, thought form healing, astral entity healing affirmations, psychic tie cut healing affirmations, and you go on to give other techniques. So a spiritual teacher has a great deal of knowledge from their years of seeking and training, and share this also so we have effective tools so that the students can have tools of their own. Yeah.
That's right, techniques, methods of their own so that they can use these methods themselves to develop their connection with spirit, to be able to have a clear understanding and also a clear experiential direct contact.
Yeah, experiences, have their own personal experiences that they can rely on. Not other people's information necessarily, but mm-hmm. through their own experience. Very good, very good. Now, how did you get started in the field of spirituality? And please give us a definition of spirituality and also your view of God. It's so different for everyone. You know, mm-hmm. So your personal take on that.
Mm-hmm. Well, my view of what God is God is the creator of this universe. God is the energy that underlies this creation. God is the one presence and the one power that gives life to this universe and that gives life to us. God is life force energy. God is life itself. So God is everywhere present, and God created and maintains the universe. You can call it God. You can call it something else. It doesn't really matter what you call it. You can call it divine energy. You can call it the universal spirit. You can call it whatever you may, but it is that spirit, that spiritual presence or power that gives rise to the universe. Right. And spirituality, in my opinion, is to be connected with spirit, to be connected with the divine presence, to have a direct contact and communication with the divine presence.
Absolutely.
In my opinion, spirituality is not an intellectualization, it's a direct experience.
Exactly. It's an intimate and personal connection to this universal source or force of all life that bestows love and compassion. And it's very intimate and personal when you can do it in your own way, in your own place, in your own time. And as Mahatma Gandhi said, God has no religion. It's not about the words and the intellectualization, as you said. It's about the personal experience, and however you find that through prayer, meditation, nature is the way you will have that experience. Now, in alliance with these thoughts, in my spiritual unfolding and awakening to the divine, in my book, The Living Spirit, I wrote, through our faith and the surrender of some of our personal needs, we allow the universe and a higher source to help us find new ways to search and remember our already preconceived destiny and life plan. Spirit gives us all the time in this world, in this life and other lives and beyond, to find our greatest means for developing levels of infinite love and healing as evolving, compassionate expressions of the divine. So that's also what we are, the expressions of that creative force, little sparks, and that's where we find the divinity in our heart. Yeah. All right, so we all find it in different ways. Now, I know you were on the personal staff of a very famous yogi who was the guru of the Beatles and Deepak Chopra, And you lived in his ashrams in the Himalayas and the Alps and other secluded places for over 20 years. What was that like?
To be in the presence of a true spiritual master is really a great gift, and I was very lucky that way. I got to be very close with him for a very long time. I was on his personal staff for 7 years, and I was in his various ashrams, different learning institutions, for 22 years. So I did a lot of meditation practice during that time. I used to meditate anywhere from 5 to 20 hours a day. I used to go into my room, and I would not appear for up to 8 weeks at a time. I would have the food brought to the door. I used to observe silence. I would not even utter a word for up to 4 months at a time. I practiced celibacy. I fasted for up to 2 months at a time. So I was an introvert, and that's definitely an understatement. So I spent many, many years in deep silence and going within. I don't necessarily recommend that other people take a similar path, but for me, it was perfect.
It's not for everyone, of course. Everybody finds their own way to the divine. But for you, it was a definite commitment. And I do say to people that it does take consistency, and it does take a passion for life and for learning to explore these very deep questions of who we are and where we came from and where we go when we pass. So not everyone is interested or involved in this work, but for those who are, they do devote a great deal of thought and time and effort and growth of their of love and compassion for themselves and for others, and it's all part of the process. So we do encourage people to do what's right for them. There's no one way. There is no one way to find God. So what is intuition, and why is it important in today's economic and so-called politically correct climate that has inundated our simple ways of thinking and has created such confusion and chaos in world affairs? So how can we use our intuition, and what is intuition that can help us understand some of the commotion that's going on in the world?
So intuition would mean insight, inner teaching, teaching from your higher self. In other words, intuition is wisdom that comes from your higher self. Your higher self is much smarter than your ego self because it knows the truth.
Yes.
And because of that, when we connect with and listen to our intuition, when we receive intuitive impressions, then what we're doing is we're being led by or guided by spirit with a capital S, as long as we're willing to listen to those promptings and follow them. So if we do follow our intuition, then we can make decisions with peaceful confidence. So we know what to do, in other words. And in this particular climate that we're in today, people cannot rely on the things that they used to be able to rely on, such as institutions, religious institutions, government institutions, even their own pensions, even their banks, they don't trust anymore.
Yes.
So people really can't rely on anything anymore. But we can rely on one thing, that one thing that knows the truth, absolutely knows the truth, and that is our higher self, our inner divinity, a God within us, whatever you want to call it. We can rely on that. So if we can tap into that and ask questions of our higher self and receive the answers, which are the truth, which are highest wisdom, so we're being led by or guided by spirit with a capital S, then we'll be able to make the best decisions in everyday life, and we'll know what to do in this very chaotic situation that we find ourselves in.
You give great examples. I asked that question because you gave so many good examples. You gave examples where spirit would be talking to you and what you could count on as the truth, and other examples that would not be truthful. And let me give you one. One example you gave is you mentioned that spirit would never say, wage a holy war and kill the infidels. Vengeance is mine and you are my holy instruments. Only the believers deserve to live. Heretics must die. Be a pious disciple and punish the ungodly for his sins. None of these statements would be of sound judgment. They exhibit fear, anger, superiority, and do not come from the real source of God. But a real statement from God might go like this. You are all my children of light, children of God. No matter what your background, religion, or ethnicity, I love every one of you with equal measure. You are all flowers in my garden of divine love. Quite a difference.
Yeah. Those are very contrasting kind of statements. Yeah, I have an entire chapter that talks about what a message from spirit, true message from spirit, would sound like, and what a message would not sound like.
So that's what I wanted to bring it out for people. So when you're getting thoughts in your mind, for our listeners, on any given day, 50% of the thoughts floating into your head or your ego or mind might be negative or harmful. So you have a choice to say, disengage, I don't entertain that thinking, and then you can allow for another statement or positive thought or message from spirit or the divine to come in, and that message, if you wish, you can engage and entertain. So we have to be aware of what's coming in that's purposeful and that we can master, and those that we need to let go of. Now, I have a coincidence with you. I always seem to have coincidences with the guests on my show. Now, when I was reading your book, you give a quote from Christopher Reeve, who said, I think we all have a little voice inside us that will guide us. It may be God, I don't know. But I think that if we shut out all the noise and clutter from our lives and listen to that voice, it will tell us the right thing to do. Now, in my book, The Living Spirit, I have a story of a soul connection to Christopher Reeve and how I cried the day that I found out he was in that terrible accident, because I sensed the beauty and his desire to give to the world in his work so much. He was such a good soul. And just seeing the quote you put in your book, it made me cry, because when he was injured and the long struggle that he endured with such great courage and trust in God was a sense of the infinite that helped him do so much good in the last 10 years of his life. It's just amazing you picked that quote from him. And I, in my book, The Living Spirit, I have a story about him that is very, very moving. You see, there are people who affect us who we may never even have met. But since we're all connected to each other and to the divine, we feel their pain. We feel their challenge. And we want to help in any way we can to alleviate suffering and to bring hope and faith and healing to everybody. Now let's go on to, what are some of the ways people can develop their intuition and overcome some of the blockages that prevent them from getting clear intuition?
Many people find that difficulty, or they feel blocked when they attempt to listen to their higher self or their divine voice within, still small voice within. And that's the reason why I include in my book, Awaken Your Divine Intuition, specific healing prayers that will help them to overcome these seeming blockages. And some of the things that you can do are, you can use one of the healing prayers, and you actually mentioned the healing prayers earlier. You actually listed them.
Yes.
You can use one of them. Another thing you can do is do a little bit of deep breathing, because that will take you into a deeper state of meditation. Just taking a deep breath like this, I'll do an example just like this. Just a really deep breath. If you take maybe three of those deep breaths, that will take you deeper into a meditative state or into a state where you're feeling more relaxed. So getting into a more relaxed state will help you to be able to receive inner guidance more clearly. Also, you can call upon a divine being. That will really help you if you call upon a divine being by name, such as you say, Holy Spirit, please be here with me now, or Jesus, please be here with me now, or Hashem, please be here with me now. And just call upon that divine being and say, Jesus, take me deeper into this meditation. Jesus, help me to receive the message more clearly. You call upon a divine being to help you, and that really does help. It will take you into a deeper state, and you'll be able to more easily hear the inner voice.
Yes, absolutely.
The main thing that you need to do in order to receive the divine guidance or in order to hear the inner voice is to ask for it, to ask. Ask a question, ask for guidance, ask for wisdom, ask specific questions. And when you ask specific questions, you'll be able to receive the answers, and that will begin the flow of inner divine guidance.
And that's very important. A lot of people feel, how can I ask God or spirit or spiritual teachers or angels to help me with things that I should be helping myself with? But it's very, very important, because they do respond. Sometimes they respond in music that you might hear, or a book you might pick up, or a person who might walk past you and give you the answer, or sometimes you might hear in your own mind clairaudiently, or have a dream or vision and get the information that way. But it is important to clarify your own thinking and to ask for what you need. Not necessarily everything that we want, but things that are important for our growth and our inner comfort and health and sense of purpose in life. Those things we can ask for help with, and other things too. So we can learn to relax deep breathing, we can do exercise, practice yoga, we can meditate, we can talk to spirit in prayer, or just like you would talk to a friend. All these things will help. Now let's go on to, you describe healing signals that can make us aware of what's happening within us and around us. What are these healing signals, some of these healing signals?
I talk about different kinds of signals. I talk about vibrational signals, and I also talk about healing signals. And healing signals means that if there is a problem, you'll get some kind of sensation or some kind of experience within your physical body or your subtle body that will be like a red flag for you. For example, if there's astral entities present, for example, you might get some kind of signal that tells you that astral entities are present. So maybe you'll feel a pain somewhere in your body, or you'll get some sensation that's a little bit unpleasant. And this is an indication that there are astral entities present. For example, there was a woman that I met. She was from Russia, and she went through the Stalin regime. She was living there at that time. And during her most of her life, she had this horrible sensation in her heart. It was a very dark sensation, a painful sensation within her heart. And as we went through some counseling together, I discovered that this sensation she was getting was her astral entity healing signal. It was a signal or a sign that showed that these dark entities or energies were present. So I healed the astral entities. I used the astral entity healing prayer. And then after I used that, she never had that sensation in her chest again. It was gone. And it was just an affirmation of what needed to be healed. So I use these healing signals in order to be able to help clients with whatever it is that they need healing.
Yeah, to relieve them of restrictions and blockages and connections to energies that they don't need. You also talk about psychic ties to people who are living and around us and we're involved with, and how to cut some of them because they are causing some discomfort and pain and illness to people also. And I love the way you gave all those affirmations, prayers. They're all very viable, and when people read your book, they're going to learn that they can use them and find relief. So it
Absolutely.
was excellent. Now, what would you like readers to take away with them after reading Awaken Your Divine Intuition?
Well, hopefully they'll use it as a textbook because it's written like a seminar. So if they actually use the message in the book, they'll learn how to develop their clairvoyant, clairaudient, and clairsentient abilities, and they will also learn how to connect with a spirit with a capital S or God or whatever you want to call it, and be able to have a direct experiences of that and thereby develop their God consciousness or God realization.
Absolutely. And they'll also learn ways to protect their growing intuition and love of life and spirit, because not everyone around is on the same level or interested in developing these things. And sometimes when they see a person going forward, they'd like to pull them back. There are protection methods also, and encouragement to keep going on your own path, which I liked very much. I want to thank you, Dr.
Yes.
Susan Chomsky, for sharing your lifelong journey of wishing to hear the voice and wisdom of spirit, finding how to do that, and sharing with our listeners the truth that it is within all of us to connect with and know the love of God. For more information, please go to drsusan.org and please purchase the book on amazon.com. In summarizing today's episode of Healing from Within, Dr. Susan Chomsky has hoped to share a simple but important truth, and she wrote, "All signals and messages come from deep within yourself, for you are your own inner teacher and the source of all truths. The answer to everything lies within you. God's spirit is present in the center of your being and speaks to you in a still, small voice." We have talked about divine revelations, signals, messages, and discoveries of the infinite universe as it seeks to awaken within all of us that inner knowingness so we can enjoy this physical world and our time as spiritual beings having a physical experience while learning irrevocably that we are never alone and can always ask for help to find the guidance and love to sustain us through the challenges of our physical life experience, and then fill ourselves with the joy and personal power of our divine intuition, ultimately learning and making life more purposeful, worthwhile, and bringing us greater health, prosperity, and peace. Susan and I would have you live in the heart and mind of God, and remember this quote she gave in her book from Deuteronomy 4:29. "But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him, if thou shalt seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul." I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing from Within, and invite you to visit my website, cherylglick.com, to begin or continue to advance your own connection to your inner wisdom and source, and to learn more about leaders in the metaphysical, science, educational, medical, and spiritual communities as we open up the way to our best lives. Shows may also be heard on webtalkradio.net and dreamvision7radio.com. Thank you.